All right, guys, thanks for joining me tonight. I know there's a war on, so I really appreciate you showing up. If we're all ready, then I think we can get started. And I've made some itinerary up. I've made. Guys, please.
You're just laughable.
Oh, what, Derek? Don't be like that.
You're just a joke, man. Wear your trousers.
I'm wearing them. They're just really small today.
Why are they peach coloured? Why the exact colour tone of your skin?
Oh, I didn't think I would get.
Do you get off to these meetings?
I don't get off to these meetings. Derek, come on.
I can see your erection. I call to elect a new leader for this neighbourhood watch.
That's fine. If you can get the votes, you can get a new leader.
Oh, I don't want to be the leader. I'm quite happy to be a lieutenant. I elect Simon.
Haas.
See? Not everyone can...
Simon, what the fuck? We talked about this for weeks. I thought this was a coup. I thought this was a power grab. I've got the Semtex right here in case it goes south.
We're going to go out in 15 minutes and you've got a coup organised.
Well, not anymore.
What?
Sorry, everyone.
Who watches over and protects a neighbourhood when those sworn to do so don't? The same people who watch over the neighbourhood when the police are already there to protect it. Here in Dunbracken, the neighbourhood watch of the Glebeside Estate, Crooner Park and Fridge Avenue Triangle, colloquially referred to as the bad part of town, have realised that just because there's a war going on, doesn't mean that delinquents are going to stop delinquiting.
Well, if the coup's gone, then
we'll just next item on the agenda.
Well, I was going to give you your parents for this patrol.
I don't want to be with Derek.
That's fine. You're not with Derek this week. You're with Simon.
Oh.
No, I don't want to hear any arguments from you for that.
Well, it's better Simon than Derek, to be fair. And
Samantha,
thank you very
much. Samantha, I'm right here.
Derek, I know you're right there. I'm looking at you.
Why would you say such hurtful things?
Because you really are a hurtful person.
When have I ever been hurtful? Except
just
when
I... Just there now. If you're going to excuse yourself, it was just there now. Derek.
And you just kind of told me we were doing a coup. You didn't ask me.
I thought for a... Did you not get my coded letters?
I did. I did not understand them.
Oh, the code.
Derek, not everything's about you. It doesn't have to go your way.
I was doing this for the benefit of the neighbourhood watch. Look at his trousers, people.
This isn't... I was just going to comment on that. This isn't an erection, by the way. It's the end of my baton. I'm ready this week. I'm not allowed myself to be attacked by anyone this week.
So we're allowed weapons?
That's why I got the Semtex. It's not strictly a weapon, unless you wrong me.
Exactly, yeah. Legally, they're not weapons unless we're wronged.
It's not a weapon until I hit the button. In which case it's a weapon for a very brief period of time. And then it's disabled and defused.
No one told me we were bringing weapons. I don't have anything. Simon, what do you have?
Well, you know, I have a nunchucks, but I could split it and then you could have half the nunchuck.
So we have sticks with a bit of chain on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All I have is a stick, so yeah, that works for everyone.
Let's hear from the young blood.
I thought a weapon was mandatory, so I could only get my hands on a Nerf gun. But also, to Derek's point earlier about the coup,
thank you.
It would have been very nice if you'd include the rest of us in that.
Well, by nature of being a coup, it had to be very secretive, very clandestine. I realise now that my codes were too difficult to crack, Simon, apparently.
I mean, I would also say, even if I cracked it, a coup should really be more than 50%.
Exactly, yeah, my point. Yes, quite.
All right, I'll bear that in mind for next time. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Will there be another coup?
Can we put it on next week's agenda?
We can put a coup in next week's agenda. I think that's only fair.
Okay.
Oh, also in the minutes, can we say if we're bringing weapons? Because I do feel blindsided by this. If everyone else... I don't know how everyone else thought we were bringing weapons, but I didn't get the memo.
No, I'll apologise, Samantha. We'll put that in the minutes from now on. Weapons included.
And I didn't know we were bringing weapons. I'm just back from karate practice.
Can I just say, I really appreciate the magnanimous way you've handled this meeting, and I'll be withdrawing my coup.
So there's going to be no coup then next week, Derek?
Well,
Oh, wait, is this you being subterfuge again?
No, I'm legitimately saying there'll be no coup, but I would say if I were to do a coup, saying there wouldn't be a coup the week before would be a pretty good way to stage a coup.
Yeah.
I'm willing to sign a document that I'm not doing a coup.
No, I'll just put an asterisk beside it for next week's minutes, and it might not be included. If we have time, there might be a coup. How about that?
If you need me to look into the coup, I can do that. I think I'm going to get a lighter load on homework this week, so I will have time after school.
That reminds me. There are too many pigeons on the Glebeside estate.
Well, that's great. Do you want to sort that out tonight?
Yeah.
You want to go to the Glebeside? Because I had assigned, of course, Derek, you're with Charlie. Charlie, you've got the Nerf gun with you.
Mm-hmm.
So
Charlie and Derek.
Do you have a problem with that, Derek?
No, I think it's great.
Think I'm too short?
No, I don't think
Because I think you're too short.
Oh.
Because you're a grown man.
Oh,
and I still have to have a growth spurt.
The doctor says that I will hit a growth spurt at the age of 42.
Derek.
Samantha.
Derek, I think we both know the doctor's trying to ease your very small ego.
The doctor is my very small ego. Is that what you said?
No.
Trying to ease your very small
ego. Oh, I thought you were saying, because I refer to my ego as the sergeant.
You're a lieutenant. And your ego is a sergeant.
No, I'm a lieutenant. Well, I was a lieutenant in the coup, but inwardly I referred to myself...
So you weren't even the leader in your own coup.
Well, he elected Simon.
I elected Simon because I believed in his capacity and I liked his trousers.
But you didn't tell him.
I thought I did through codes.
I also don't think I have natural leader qualities.
Well, that is your first mistake, because if you... self-fulfilling. I'm totally fine with riding... what's the term...
Shotgun.
The side of a... It's the car.
Sidecar.
With the child.
He's not a child.
I'm a teenager.
Yeah, and legally...
In a few years.
This is why we brought Charlie in. Now, Charlie is my next door neighbour's kid. And now we have someone who can effectively and legally attack children.
If needed,
because remember, the last few weeks we've been terrorised by them.
You're saying if needed...
Yeah, if needed.
If needed, but it'll happen.
It'll probably happen, yeah.
Orpy.
And now we can't get in trouble for it. That's the thing.
I think if we just shaved Derek, we wouldn't have got in trouble in the first place.
I'm not even going to engage with that. That's extremely upsetting. You know that the same powerful hormones that will give me my growth spurt at 32 also give me thick hair like a dog.
Yeah, a dog. That's what you like, Derek. A dog.
I'm just so emotional. This is a real sore point for me that I look like a dog and I have to ride with the child. And also my coup didn't work. It's not going very well for me. The sergeant will be very angry.
We should just call you Cujo.
That is an extremely good joke and I hate you for it. And I wish I hadn't lent you my Stephen King omnibus.
Well, you did, Derek, and I've enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much.
Give it back. I've nothing to read at night. The library won't give me things because they think I'm a dog.
Try John Irving.
Huh?
Try John Irving. I find it's very easy to get to sleep to.
Did you not hear me? I can't go into the library because they think I'm a dog.
Well, I could lend you some John Irving, but you're not getting your Stephen King back. It's a very long novel.
It is an extremely large omnibus. Why they thought that they could put his entire works in an omnibus, it's as tall as a working horse. Simon, do you have anything to add?
No.
Jack, I can see why you split those two up, frankly.
Time and time again, it's just proven that they're an ineffectual pairing. Because each one of them wants to ride in the sidecar most of the time, and that just doesn't work. Someone's got to take the lead. That's why, Simon, you're going to be taking the lead with your nun, and then, Samantha, you'll have the chuck. I think that's fair. Of course, if you find any kids, run for Charlie. Don't engage. Run and find Charlie.
I'm most accessible by walkie because I'm not allowed on WhatsApp yet.
And if you hear an explosion, don't come looking for me.
Not all problems are out in the streets, though. Sometimes they're right there beside us. In our houses, eating our food, making us take student loans out for them, and being unappreciative of most of the things that we do for them.
Mom, is anyone using the family gun?
No, still in the locker, sweetie.
That's great. You don't need it today.
No, I did my hunting last night.
Oh,
my God. Mom, I really wanted to use a family gun tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
I'll be back by 7.
But I'm meant to be leaving at 6:30. No, like, I really need to use it.
What do you need it for?
Well, there's plenty of, what do you need it for? Because honestly, there's no reason why. You had it last week, and honestly, like, I should be the one using it.
I mean, that's why I'm asking. Look, I'm not demanding the gun. We live in a civilized household here.
Neither of you will have the gun. Father has precedence over the gun.
Oh, shut it, Dad. That is actually such freaking bullshit. Like, honestly. Are you hearing this?
Didn't know you needed it today, honey.
Well, yes, I decided I was going to go out and finish off my snooker buddies.
Mom, why are you actually letting him speak to you like that? That's ridiculous.
I mean, that felt fine to me.
Darling, he is the head of the household.
No, we're both heads of the household, but we did agree that when it comes to the gun...
Well, do you know what? I think I'm going to take ownership of the gun.
Then you become the head of the household, right?
Yeah.
Whoever has the gun.
Yes, that's what we've always done.
Just so you know, I've been, like, stockpiling, so...
Guns?
Yeah, guns, ammunition.
Yes, but it's not
grenades.
The gun, darling.
If you have a gun, why do you need a family gun?
That is a pellet gun. I literally have, like, semi-automatics. So I'm just saying, like, maybe we should stop listening to Dad and start listening to me, because I'm literally, like, armed like a militia.
Okay, no, I do think we should just calm down a little.
I'm calm.
Now, maybe if you both explain what you need the gun for today, then we can work out a solution together.
Okay.
Okay, you go first, because I feel like you will have a very clear and concise argument, and then I'm going to destroy the argument.
Yes. I'm hoping to catch traitors off guard at laser tag.
Okay, and you?
Right, I'm hoping... to find people who fundamentally disagree with the morals of our society and then gun them down.
That sounds like a project you could work on together. You're both effectively doing the same thing.
I mean...
If I give you a lift to where you need to go, could I get here by 7?
Could we stop at Tesco and then I can get, like, some dinner and then that would work for me?
Can't you eat beforehand?
I hunted last night, honey.
Mom, are you...
Mom hunted last night.
Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? He's saying, have I eaten? And he knows I can't eat at work. I work at literally like a clothes shop. Like, I can't eat at work.
Okay, sorry. I didn't realize you're at work today.
I am at work. I am at work. Okay.
No, if I pick you up from work and we stop by Tesco's, can you do 7?
Yeah, and then, like, we can, like, double-handedly, like, create a militia and...
Oh, I was just going to drop you off. I'm going to go to a movie tonight.
Mom, are you hearing this? Like, he's literally saying that he's going to go for a movie instead of doing that.
I do,
like,
actually... Is that, I do, are you find hearing it quite nice right to now? Hear you, you know, working together.
Because,
you know,
like, I really appreciate his, like, militant presence. And I think, like... Oh, this is going to sound so cringe, but, like...
All right, children, I'm back.
Dad, do you want...
I know, I'm back. I'm
Dad,
back. I've been out.
Really,
I've used the gun.
You really don't appreciate
I've dispatched
how your
my
children...
snooker buddies. And the gun's back
well done,
for anyone
honey.
Who wants to use
well,
it, so...
I never liked them. Good job.
Honestly, I think your friends were problematic, Dad, so I'm really happy for you.
And you know what, Samantha? I know right now I say I'm going to go to a movie, but I think if you ask me again once you're holding the gun, I respond to that better.
God, that's... Well, right, this is going to sound really cringe, but, like, I know you're my older brother, I think, but, like, honestly, I really appreciate your presence in, like, all military regimes that I'm trying to, like, pursue, and, like... I feel like it's kind of cringe to say it, but I really want you there by my side.
Sweet. Okay, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that important to you. Yeah, no, I can be there.
Thank you so much.
We are strong and we stick together as a family.
Thank you so much.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Is anyone using the family gun?
Who the fuck is this? Mom.
It is me, Corey.
Corey, it's a bit of a shock to see you.
Mom, who is this?
It is me, little brother.
He might have been a bit too young since last time he was here.
Who is this?
Corey.
I have no recollection of who this is.
You were like 3 when he was last year?
I feel like I remember if I had another sibling when I was 3. I don't think I was 3.
I have mustache now.
Oh.
And I like gun? Please.
We've just been over. You've,
he has to be
you
part
can have
of
it
our
tomorrow.
Family. He loves guns.
I love gun.
Mom, who is this?
The thing is, this
Corey.
Is this is a, you know, my other child. He just shows up every 6.5 years.
Every 6.5 years, when money run out, I am not secret agent.
It's astonishingly regular. WTF? What the actual heck?
Who wants a watch? You want a watch?
What do you say, Charlie? You want a watch?
Well, I want to know if these are licensed and official.
100% official, licensed Rolex, Breitling, Tag Heuer, all of them straight off the shelf.
Straight
I just
off
happen
the
to have
shelf.
Them on my trench coat because my sister took my stall. I'm an honest hustler. I'm an honest person. I'm just trying to sell you a good quality watch.
This is your first lesson, Charlie. As Neighbourhood Watch, sometimes it's important to support local businesses, even if this man is extremely suspect.
Hey, if you guys are from Neighbourhood Watch, why not get yourself a Neighbourhood Watch? Am I right?
Very good.
Very nice and very charming, but Derek, this isn't my first rodeo. I'm familiar with our friend here from other Facebook groups for selling counterfeit watches.
That's my side puzzle. On my side, I sell counterfeit watches. My day job is selling genuine, real artifact watches.
And granted, it is half two in the day.
Half two? Like I say, I would be selling these on a stall, but for the fact that my sister stole my stall.
But what is passing off one or two counterfeit watches as the legitimate thing during the day?
Illegitimately passing off fake watches.
How dare you, sir?
I'm only doing my due diligence as Neighbourhood Watch.
All right, Governor, I have some counterfeit watches, if you know what I mean?
What are you going to do, friend?
You're not meant to be out at this time of day.
Why have you got a ball and chain on your ankle?
Look, it's taken me ages to get here. I need some counterfeit watches.
Good friend, who I've never met before in my life, I would like to direct you to maybe a business that operates from the hours of 8 p.m. to 4:55 a.m.
I don't see the sun. Who knows what time it could be with the equinox coming up?
I see you, sir, are sporting the old Atlas watch that relies very much on the sun itself.
He is a follower of the pagan religion.
We don't need to bring religion into this. I just want to know if you're going to sell this guy a counterfeit watch.
Good day! Hello! I'm looking to buy a watch for my wife! I almost couldn't see you. It's very dark. The afternoons really are really darker. However, since I have found you at last, I would like a very nice watch for my wife.
I recognise you. You do the weather, don't you?
Oh, I do the weather. Yes, I love to do the weather.
I can sell you authentic Tag Heuer, Breitling, Casios.
I don't mean to bring class into this scenario, but I was here first. My good friend, whomst I have never seen before.
I don't want to bring class into it either, but I could almost definitely say I have more money than him.
They say that, but they have more liquidated assets. I have three illegal car washes.
One has not been accused of being liquidated. For years, I went to rehab.
I will fucking liquidate you, sunshine, if you don't let me buy a counterfeit watch.
I would like to say this to the large crowd that has gathered. I have one really premium Rolex here.
I want to know if it's good for my wife. Will it fit her dainty wrist?
Where's your fucking wife?
Folks,
leave my
folks,
fucking wife out of it.
Excuse me, can we settle down for 1 minute? I have taken a record of all the things that have been spoken about today.
You are.
I will bring them back to the Neighbourhood Watch to see if we can continue with Neighbourhood Watches, as the term goes. Please refrain from any purchases of legitimate or illegitimate timepieces for the foreseeable.
I don't mean to bring class into this, but I'm leaving grade A plastic explosive right here with a time-sensitive trigger.
And how are you using that time-sensitive trigger, sir? Would you like to see a Breitling, a Tag Heuer?
This is Neighbourhood Watch business.
A Swatch, perhaps?
We're quite capable of arming our own explosives. Now, once the sun comes out, this bad boy's going to blow. So, you better watch out, is what I'm saying.
Can I interest you in the Casio Glowback Backlight Watch? You can also do your taxes on it.
Charlie, I think we've done all we can.
I don't know. I'm quite interested in the calculator walk.
I'm still waiting on a fucking counterfeit. Wink, come wink. Back. Fucking what?
I've never met you before in my life, good sir, who
no,
I've met
so
for the first time.
Fucking money.
So I'll see you after 12 p.m.
Oh, I'm going down the pub, ain't I?
So you're telling me that you have a freaking other freaking child?
I am
Mom,
sorry.
Mom, I'm trying not to freaking square right now. Like, honestly, I'm in freaking shock.
I know what happened last time he was here. You were skiing.
I was skiing?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yes. What the actual heck?
How much fun. We could go to some sort of resort together sometime, big sister.
See, isn't this fun? A second brother.
Mom, for frick's sake, I thought I was the freaking youngest child, and you're freaking telling me that I have a freaking younger brother who wants to go skiing with me? You know how, like, literal, like, awful I am at freaking skiing? Are you being for freaking real?
Okay, Corey didn't know that.
Never know, darling.
For heck's sake, Mom.
He might be worse than you, and then you'll look fantastic.
Are you bad at skiing?
I have never skied in my life. I just thought Bond might be nice. Is gun being used?
Mom, he's literally trying to steal my freaking gun. Yeah, and I'm not even being freaking serious right now. I need that freaking gun. I'm trying to bring order to this freaking society. Like, I'm trying to swear. I'm trying to go by your rules. I'm trying to follow your rules, as I usually try and do. But you're telling me you have another freaking child? Honestly, Mom, what the heck?
Well, the thing is, Corey, we're pleased to see you, as always.
Hello,
but
mother.
You have
Hello,
sort of
father.
Come in just on the back of a long discussion we've just had about the gun.
I did not mean to cause concern. I just take gun and we can discuss other time.
Well, I'm afraid we've actually agreed on the gun schedule for today.
This is fair and reasonable.
Right, okay.
My enemies can wait.
Would you like to put in a proposal for your use of the gun maybe tomorrow?
Corey, who are your enemies? I feel like since we're, I don't know, like,
family team.
Mom, this is, like, too fresh for you to be making freaking jokes about this. Right, since we're siblings, who are your enemies?
I have enemies in government.
Okay. Ooh. In all fairness, that sounds promising.
Ah, look at these lovely chrysanthemums. They're so colourful and nice, and I just... Oh, God.
It's quite clear, dandelion, right?
Yeah. I'm so glad I planted them.
We can see her googling the flower. She quickly doesn't know.
I'm not
what
sure
she's
what
about.
She thinks a chrysanthemum is.
I love the fact they're so colourful.
She's not getting reception.
Like, there's so many petals on
I
them.
I think there's something
gorgeous.
Suspicious going on.
It's really sad to watch.
I love the fact they come in multiple.
Not sure if it's sad. It's quite suspicious, as I said.
I think so. Is she trying to impress someone?
I don't see anyone else about. Is it you?
No one's ever tried to impress me.
Well, Simon, you've got this magnetic sexuality to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just love the fact that they are anti-inflammatory and antibacterial and perhaps even, heck, anti-cancer.
Maybe she's a witch.
Could be a witch. Should
they have
we?
So many amino acids.
What do we do to witches? Do we burn them? Or do we?
I think we. No.
No.
I think that's
good. Good. I don't want to burn.
I'm
anyone.
Really sorry, guys. I'm just overhearing you. I'm trying to have a moment. My beloved chrysanthemums.
That was just it. We're not too sure if they are chrysanthemums or you're looking at them.
I think I know what chrysanthemums look like. I think I know what colours they come in, and I think I know their properties.
It just looked like you were trying to Google it, and you had difficulty spelling it.
Yeah, we can see the light reflected up on your face.
I was texting my brother about the chrysanthemums. I was just letting him know about their anti-cancer capabilities, actually, and antibacterial.
Does your brother have cancer?
No, I don't have cancer, but I just got a text saying how beautiful these chrysanthemums are, and I'm so glad you...
See, Darren, I was texting Darren, my brother, and I was just telling him about the anti-cancer capabilities of my chrysanthemums.
It's truly incredible. The results are better than medicine.
If Darren is in the garden next door, why don't you just shout at him?
We do not shout in our households. My parents raised me on that.
Did your parents shout in your household? Is that why you use such harsh words?
Hey, hey, hey! The neighbourhood watch! We're the ones to ask the questions, aren't we, Simon?
We are indeed.
Okay, you're trying to be an authority figure here, but...
We are an authority figure.
Are.
If we weren't an authority figure, we wouldn't be sharing a pair of nunchucks.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Bask in the glory of our authority.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Ma'am, I believe our session's nearly up, and my shoulders are still inflamed. Have you picked those plants you were talking about?
Lower your voice, because we don't shout in this place.
I'm sorry. Am I to understand that you're running some sort of clinic here? Do you have a permit for that?
It's private property, isn't it? So I'm allowed to cure people if I so wish.
Nice if you try it. I'm flamed up over here.
Just give it 2 to 3 years, and I think you're going to have a shoulder that doesn't
Simon.
Look so deformed.
Yeah. Simon, I think she's a quack.
She's a quack, and she can't recognise dandelions from
These are not dandelions.
They're quite clear dandelions.
I was not Googling what they look like.
They
I know
look
what
like the
dandelions
picture on your
look
phone.
Like, and I know what chrysanthemums look like. I'm something of a botanist.
You're not a very good botanist.
No.
Are you neighbourhood watch, or are you just neighbourhood bullies?
Hey, this is a part-time gig for us.
Neighborhood bullies. Push them on the door. Neighborhood bullies.
It feels like something for like small claims court. I don't think this is within our 40.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You think I have a case?
I think you do have a case.
Whoa.
I do.
Hey, look, the clock's ticking.
Your
here.
Arm looks like an elephant's trunk, sir.
I am concerned that she promised antiviral, antibacterial, anti-cancer, and I'm not sure.
Allegedly, sometimes with science, you have to do a bit of guesswork.
Yeah, but 2 to 3 years of guesswork seems pretty crazy.
I'm sorry your
and I'm
shoulder
flying home in two
looks
weeks.
So deformed and so weird.
Yeah, it
I'm
is looking weird.
I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
It's not that weird.
It is.
At least you've got some flowers on you now. You look so much prettier instead of your deformed arm. Isn't that nice? Isn't that something the neighbourhood watch can get behind?
Not really,
no. Not even a little bit.
No, you're a quack.
What if she did the other arm up the same way?
No.
I don't think it would help.
At least they'd match.
Do you think it will cause the other one to become deformed?
I don't know. I don't know the properties of these flowers.
I'm
relying on this
young
lady.
I did not deform his arm. I think the neighbourhood watch should really, and I don't want to use bad words here, but like, back the heck off.
Hey.
I am
apoplectic.
I think, what was your name again?
Margaret,
we're going to have to put in a complaint about you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry where I come from. We respect people of the law.
Very sad news. The chrysanthemums are withering because of our harsh, loud words.
Oh, my God. This
I think
is...
that's the least of your worries, Margaret.
You're
Margaret!
Screaming.
Margaret, you're going to have to come with us. You're going to have to come with us. Stop resisting arrest.
Stop. The roses are going to wilt. The roses
They're
going to
wrap your
wilt.
Hands up in the nunchucks.
The roses are going to wilt.
Hiya, it's me, Jason. Is anyone using the family gun?
Jason.
Mom, are you being for freaking
Jason
real?
Jason is
you
not
told
family.
Jason about a freaking gun?
Jason
and I just
is not family.
My brother, my Russian brother.
I thought we were meeting at laser tag today.
No, I'm here for the family gun.
We've already talked about the family gun.
Right, who do you want to kill? Because we're literally about to kill the education minister, the finance minister, like the treasurer. Like, can you honestly be for fucking real right now?
Well, I tell you
freaking
who I'm killing
real.
Right now. It's everyone in this room. I would put it to slaying.
Right,
but really,
honestly,
it's
Jason,
everyone.
You
it's
are
everyone.
A freaking hoot. You're so fucking funny right now. Sorry for swearing, but can we hang out after?
Can
I give you my Instagram? Like, honestly, you are... Oh, my God, he's such
big
a hoot.
Big brother, was this your target?
How do you know that you weren't there for that discussion?
I listen always.
You were going to freaking kill Jason.
I didn't say I was...
Right, can you literally
okay,
kill...
I don't alert your enemies beforehand.
Right, but honestly, Jason is such, like, good fun. Like, he honestly, like, takes me to, like, the best
I would
parties
like this.
And everything. Thank you.
No,
exactly.
We are in disagreement.
Why are you killing him?
Okay.
You're not using mom and dad's gun to literally kill Jason.
It's a family
that is
gun.
So fucking annoying.
It's been in our family for
literally
5 generations.
Don't aim to
it's not mom and dad's gun. It's everyone's gun.
If Jason touches family gun, we have right to murder.
Don't literally tell him that. Right, I'm not being funny. Mom, he's literally telling me to freaking kill
I
Jason.
I am very much
Jason
part
is literally
of this
my
family.
Freaking friend.
Fuck you guys.
Mom, can you actually like deal with this? Because I literally can't, because I'm going to freak out if you don't freaking deal with it right
now.
We were
working together so well 5 minutes ago. It was such nice teamwork.
I am sorry. I have caused consternation in family once
Corey,
again.
Corey,
I actually think it was
Jason's
yeah.
fault.
Corey,
right. Corey
don't change.
No.
Jason, please change.
No.
Jason, don't change.
Change, Jason.
Change from living to dead.
Right, thank Corey, you, Corey.
Like, I feel like if we unite and we can take the gun, like, do you want to kill, like, I don't know, like, the treasure?
Jason, I wish you were away every 6.5 years.
Honestly, stop being mean to Jason. He's honestly so lovely to me.
Oh, you are such a diva. I love you so much.
Thank you, Slay Queen.
Sweetie, I'm afraid I have to agree with the boys on this one. Jason's really irritating.
Oh my, are you being freaking for real right now? He's literally, like, my best freaking friend. And, like, I honestly don't even freaking care that, like, okay, he's, like, 2 years older than me, but, like, honestly, like, in school, like, he's such a freaking ally.
The last
like,
time?
I'm really... Corey, shut the frick up. Like, you don't even freaking come from here. You literally come from Russia. Like, no offense. Like, no xenophobia.
This is learned.
No xenophobia. I don't mean any xenophobia. He's literally Russian.
This is
a
learned
secret brother.
Accent.
Right, you're my freaking secret brother. So can you please, like, stop being so freaking problematic
last
right now?
Last time you weren't here, you were skiing. Jason was here natter all day long. Just wouldn't shut up, and I said if only there was war and we could have reason for murder.
Corey, I'm not being even like serious right now. I know you're my younger secret Russian
brother.
I look
up to you so much, Lither sister, who I have seen twice in your life.
We text about you all the time.
Corey, right, if you want to use the gun, we can both use the freaking gun.
Okay.
But do not speak badly about Jason. He is one of my best friends. And, like, I'm going into... Right, you don't know this because you're my Russian secret brother who I've just freaking met. I'm going to sixth form next year. And I don't know if you know what that means. It means that I have to really practice being freaking cool. And I'm not being serious right now, but I really need this. I really need this. So, Corey, could you please, like, calm down? We can assassinate the treasurer of the government together, but you do not speak badly about Jason. Am I really clear right now?
This is honestly fair family discussion. I have missed these, no?
I know. I'm really proud of our debating skills.
Can I suggest one final thing? We all vote on whether or not I get to shoot Jason.
You may be wondering, what was the head of the neighborhood watch doing this evening as his patrols uncovered dodgy watches and flowers? He had another dodgy character he had to keep an eye on. His own father.
Hey, Clem. Clem, come here. Clem, I've just been sitting outside my dad's house here for the past 2 hours, and there's lights on there. Have you seen him? Have you seen him being up to anything?
Has he seen your dad?
Yeah, my father, Messiah.
I've seen your dad.
Do you know what he's been doing anything weird? Or?
What'd you call weird? He watched Neighbours. That wasn't that strange. He watched Neighbours, and then I saw him get a cup of tea, and that wasn't that weird.
All right, well, after 2:30 p.m., after Neighbours, and then after Doctors, what did he do after that? Because I know he's doing something in that garage of his, and he won't let me in.
Oh, the noises.
Yeah.
The noises. No, don't worry about that.
He won't let me in, and I'm sorry.
No, I don't think, Jack, it's your place to be anywhere near that garage.
No, I need to know. He's a criminal.
He's not a criminal.
He's had a criminal past. He's had a criminal past.
Well,
and he treated my mama wrong, and I'm not convinced he's going to continue.
Son!
Oh.
You there?
Don't be talking to him.
You watching me?
I'm Papa.
You best not be watching.
No, I know you're doing something in there, in that garage, and I'll
you
find
what?
Out what...
You know? You think you know what I'm up to?
No, I know you're doing something, but I don't know this...
You don't think nothing, do you?
I don't know the specifics, Dad.
Yeah, you don't know fucking nothing.
Don't speak to me
you
like
don't
that.
Know nothing.
No.
John, leave the boy alone.
No.
Oh.
Clem, stay out of this. You're only an uncle. This is a family affair.
No.
Come on, Clem.
No. Our boys,
we're back to this.
Boys, I don't...
When we were children.
Look, I'm
you
just...
You and me, Clem.
I'm looking after your son.
Yeah.
I'm trying to steer him away.
You're looking after my son,
I'm trying
to
steer him away.
I'll look after you.
You wish you would look after me in a non-sexual
way. I'll look after you, Clem.
Hey, I have the full authority of the neighborhood watch behind my back. One of my friends has Semtexed her. So if you don't open up that garage
what are you going to do?
Well, I'll take this baton out of my tight peach.
You know what?
Trousers,
you take your baton out of that tight peach.
Yeah,
I want to see what you do with it.
No! John, you don't want to say it. John!
Look, everyone, that man's taking his cock out.
No, I'm...
Oh, McCloud.
No, I'm not, I swear. The peach-coloured trousers, it's very different to my skin, and the big, large thing is a baton.
Why is it a peach baton?
Well, it was 2-for-1 deal. But look, I'm not that big. I just... This isn't... It's too big to be... Look, I don't need to explain it. This family business.
He's told everyone he has a small peach cock, everyone.
He's my son, eh? He's my son.
You're humiliating him. Leave him alone.
He's humiliating himself.
No, I'm not.
He's trying. You're trying, son. Thank you.
Why are we bringing the family business out onto the street?
Graham, stay out of this.
Look, I'm just going to put everybody... I'm not trying to put my nose in. The boy asked. What's the boy doing, mommy?
Yes, son.
What's he doing in that garage? I know he's doing something fishy in there, mommy.
He won't let me see either. See? Every time I go in, I'm putting a wee blindfold on me.
Oh, no. See, I knew you weren't treating her right. You let me in that
house. She's in there for an hour a day, and you think I'm treating her wrong?
Dad, no. Dad, don't talk.
Tell me exactly what I'm doing wrong, and I'll take this neighborhood watch, and we'll see what you're doing.
Son, don't worry. It's the best hour of my day.
Oh, no, Ma. I don't want to hear that either.
Mob, I've made a horrible decision. Let us disassemble and discuss this later.
No, Mob, come back. Get all of you back here. Stop.
Dinner will be at 7, son.
Am I allowed in the house?
You're allowed in the house. You're my son. You're my kin, aren't you?
Thank you, Da.
You have to sit in the dining room, though.
But I'll ask you, are you going to defy me? Are you going to ask me my business?
No, not in your house.
No, you're not, are you?
Not in your
house.
You're
not going to ask me my business. So what's with all this neighborhood watch business?
Your house, your rules.
My house, my street, my world.
No, no, Dad. No, that's where you're wrong.
That's right. Now you learn your place.
In your house.
Do you know your place?
Not in your house. In your house I do, but in this street. In this street, I am the head.
The street's my place too, is it not? Are you saying the street's not my place? Can I not live in the street? Can I not be in the street?
Well, you do live on the street. But if just...
Are you saying I can't go onto the street?
No, you're allowed onto the street. You're not allowed to paint it or anything, but you can be on it.
Radio Jack from Derek.
How's it going, Derek?
How's it going? Might be a good time to mention I put little bricks of Semtex in your dad's shoes.
In my dad's shoes?
And I put the trigger in your back pocket while you slept.
What?
Do it, son. Do it. Free us from this.
Do it for your mother, Jack.
Do it.
If you want it, Ma.
What's that look in your eye, son? I've not seen this look before.
Why don't you just explode all over this?
What?
If you want to be on the street so much, you can be all over the fucking street, Ma. You can be all over it.
I've been killed?
Hello, and welcome back to another season of Dumbracken. I am very, very pleased that you're here. And if you have enjoyed this, please do tell people, review it on iTunes and Spotify. We've been getting some lovely reviews from people in the past couple of months, and that really just made my week for quite a while at one point. There's been a few just really, really fucking lovely reviews, and that means the world. The war stuff is just a little miniseries I thought would be fun to do at the start of this season after how last season ended. And everyone just started knocking out of the park. Gave me a bunch of brilliant, brilliant scenes to work with. So it kind of blew up from one episode that was supposed to be 30 minutes long into 4 episodes that all are about 45 minutes. Every time someone is funny on this show, they give me more work to do. So yes, all 4 episodes of the War miniseries, which is the opening to Season 3, they will be released on a weekly schedule, sort of weekly. I'm deliriously tired. I've been working on this for too long into nights. Because I have a lot of episodes finished for Season 3. About 6 episodes ready to go. But not the war ones. Crucially, I don't have the first few episodes of the season complete. But my life is about to change significantly as I am moving to America.
So what does that mean for this podcast? I don't think it changes. Well, what that means for the podcast is nothing, but it means that I will probably have less time to do the podcast. So in preparation for that, instead of weekly releases, I'm going to be moving to fortnightly releases. But what else do you need to know? Yes, this episode featured... who did it feature? Featured a fucking all-star cast of, like, a lot of people. It had... Because I didn't do this last episode either. But it had Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Niall McKenna... Where is it? The rest of the list. Amelia Price, Rachel Coulter, David McCauley, Marcus Keeley, Aaron Marshall... And that is all of the usual. They are all voices you've heard before. Wonderful returning voice talents. But we also had three new people that you will hear over the next few episodes as I've recorded more and more stuff with different people. You heard Claire Thompson, you heard Robbie Robinson, and you heard Aidan Kelly for the first time this episode. So we have a lot of new voices. And that's very exciting. A lot of new, fresh talent coming in Season 3. I love just listening to these funny fuckers just being themselves and having a laugh. Being themselves is the exact opposite of what they're doing. But they are the funniest people I know, and I love getting the chance to, like, build a show around the funniest people. And if you're curious right now as to the music and stuff that's happening, the two main songs, opening and closing credits, are both by Connor Mallon. And the album you can check out is Unearthed, and honestly, you fucking should. It is an incredible album. The song that you're hearing right now is called 144, and it is a beauty. I might start even changing, like, the opening credits into different songs of his, because I just love them so much. I think they're so good. Check that out. And what else do I need to say? Do I need to say anything else? I don't think so. So enjoy the next two episodes. They'll be releasing in the next 2 weeks, and then we'll be going to a fortnightly release schedule for the rest of this season. But enjoy season 3. I am excited. There are honestly some of my favorite ever scenes have been recorded here, and I'm so excited for you to get the chance to hear them. I can't wait to finish them. God, it takes so much work to put together a podcast, and...
Join us next week for the never-ending saga of four parts.